Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
For over four decades, one local jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, K. John's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through the doors as an employee, learning from the jewelers who shaped the store and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, alongside her husband, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility. Not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners. But quietly, one vision was taking shape. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting. And soon, the cases will speak differently. More focused, more intentional, more personal. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, luxury jewelry and design from the heart.
April is in full bloom at Tattoo Palace, and so are the winds, with pedals and payouts. Every Thursday in April, play slots and table games for your chance at cash. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can win up to $5,000. And at 8 p.m., one winner will score $5,000 cash, plus a barbecue grill. The cash blooms every Thursday, so don't miss your shot. It's pedals and payouts, only at Tattoo Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, April 8th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Templeton Area Advisory Group Chair booked into San Luis Obispo County Jail. Paso Robles Mayor John Hammond announces he will not seek re-election. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 45 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills than 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The head of the Templeton Area Advisory Group was taken into custody late last week following a hearing regarding the violation of multiple restraining orders. 70-year-old David Leader was placed as chairperson of TAG following the resignation of former TAG chair Jennifer Jones and the removal of former vice chair Murray Powell. During this time, Leader was facing 25 criminal misdemeanor charges for violating trespassing restraining orders from his neighbors. Neighbors alleged that Leader shouted obscenities, made threats, and repeatedly harassed them. His hearing on Friday was on whether he violated these restraining orders. County Superior Court Judge Aaron Childs found that he was in violation, and Leader was taken into custody at the end of the hearing, booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail. His trial is scheduled to begin on April 27th. Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services announced earlier this week that the 2026 burn season is closed. Atascadero Fire strongly encourages residents to utilize alternative forms of disposal, such as the Waste Alternatives Green Waste Recycling Center or the Chicago Grade Landfill. Property owners found to be in violation will be cited. For more information, you can reach out to Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services with questions. Paso Robles Mayor John Hammond announces he will not seek re-election. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blaze and Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blaze and Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazeandbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. After more than 20 years serving on the Passerville City Council, Mayor John Hammond announced at the end of last night's meeting he will not seek re-election. Hammond was appointed to serve as mayor after the passing of the late Mayor Steve Martin. His term will end in 2026 and is up for election this November. Here are some segments of Hammond's speech in last night's meeting.
Public service has always been one of the greatest honors of my life. Throughout that time, my focus has been helping Passerobles grow in a thoughtful and responsible way while preserving the character that makes our community such a special, special place to live, work, and raise a family. It's been a great honor and privilege to work alongside my fellow colleagues on the council, professional city staff. That it's just amazing to see what you have achieved in your lives and how you helped the city and all our residents. I'm tremendously proud of the work we have accomplished, and I am also deeply grateful for you, the trust, and the community that have placed in me over the years. I believe leadership also recognizes when it's time to pass the torch and allow new voices and perspectives to step forward. And I'm confident that the next generation of leaders will continue to build on the foundation that we've been working on and put down.
Currently, the only candidate who has filed for mayor is William Britton. The Passerobles Community Services District is calling on residents to apply for the Art and Culture Board. The newly established board will advise the City Council on matters pertaining to visual art in public places within city-owned or controlled areas. The board will assist with determining placement locations, reviewing submissions, and selecting qualifying artworks for installation. The board is made up of 5 members, and they will meet quarterly with additional meetings scheduled as needed. To establish staggered terms, the first appointments to the board will consist of partial terms and full terms of differing years, with partial term holders able to apply for full terms at the conclusion. Applications are due to the city by Thursday, April 30th. Interviews are tentatively scheduled for Wednesday, May 13th, or Thursday, May 14th. Applications are also available for other city advisory bodies, including the Youth Commission and Senior Citizen Advisory Committee. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Pirates beat the Padres 7-1, the Dodgers over the Blue Jays 4-1, the Braves beat the Angels 7-2, Giants shut out the Phillies 6-0, the Yankees beat the Athletics 5-3. Tonight, the Giants will face the Phillies, the Angels will go against the Braves, the Dodgers will face the Blue Jays, the Padres will go against the Pirates, the Athletics will face the Yankees. In the NBA yesterday, the Clippers beat the Mavericks 116-103, the Warriors over the Kings 110-105, the Thunder beat the Lakers 123-87. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Thunder. In California news, Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers shot a man yesterday morning in Northern California. ICE says the man, Carlos Ivan Mendoza Hernandez, was an 18th Street gang member wanted in El Salvador for questioning in connection to a murder. Dashcam footage shows several ICE agents surrounding the vehicle of Hernandez. The vehicle reverses, its passenger door colliding with the ICE vehicle behind it, before driving forward with a sharp left turn. An ICE agent fires at the driver, and the vehicle jumps the center divide into the opposing lanes. An attorney representing Hernandez's family says he is in stable condition. The family denies all allegations that he was affiliated with gangs. Firefighters battled a massive warehouse fire in San Bernardino County yesterday morning into the afternoon. Multiple agencies responded to the fire at about 12:30 a.m., where a 1 million square foot warehouse on Ontario caught flames, escalating to a 6-alarm incident. The fire was mopped up by noon. Investigators say they believe the fire was intentionally started by an employee. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Today, we wrap up our three-part series with American Farm Bureau Federation economist Danny Munch on the proposed Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern merger. He explains how reducing redundancies in a rail system could increase national security risks and why maintaining flexibility in a supply chain is crucial.
If there is one company that controls a large percentage of the market, if they do get, you know, hacked or their system is shut down for a certain amount of time, if you are an end-to-end railroad that's in control of a huge portion of the market, that's a substantial amount of the supply chain that's now out of commission, and puts us much more susceptible to those delays. Also, if you have, you know, labor strikes, other sort of weather incidents, it's much more difficult for one railroad to be more nimble versus a railway with multiple systems or multiple railways under different companies. So those redundancies are very important in our system, especially in something like railway infrastructure that's so vital to moving our product.
Munch says a majority of rail customers are strongly opposed to the proposed merger. A potential merger between Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern would create the first coast-to-coast rail line spanning 50,000 route miles across 43 states. With today's Line on Agriculture Report, I'm Lori Boyer.
Ranchers, don't miss the 11th annual Montana Maternal and 5th Annual Simturnal Production Sale, Friday, April 10th in Baker, Montana. A powerful set of Angus and Simmental genetics featuring Sons of Ace and Jameson, SAV Abundance, and more, built for maternal strength and longevity. All bulls are fertility tested and backed by a first breeding season guarantee with free delivery across Montana and adjoining states. Sale time is 1 o'clock. View catalog and videos at open8genetics.com or bid online at bid.superiorlivestock.com.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Two Democrats running to be California's next governor scorned a state law that their own party, along with influential labor unions, celebrated as a major victory a decade ago. The state's 2016 agricultural overtime law was meant to raise wages for farm workers, but research has shown it ended up reducing overall earnings as employers shortened the work week to keep their production costs down. Katie Porter, an Orange County Democrat and former member of the U.S. House of Representatives, cited the law as an example of policies that don't make sense and that drive up costs. Porter made the comments last week during an April 1st gubernatorial candidate forum at California State University, Fresno. Antonio Villaraigosa, a Democrat and former mayor of Los Angeles, agreed with Porter's comments on the overtime law. "You're right," he said, citing research from the University of California, Berkeley, that documented the reduction in farm worker income. Food and Farm News, brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic Report, brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-80s, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with low 50s, west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with highs in the upper 70s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Friday, cloudy on Saturday and Sunday with a 70% chance of showers, mostly sunny on Monday and Tuesday, partly cloudy on Wednesday. Mid-60s Friday, low 60s Saturday and Sunday, mid-60s on Monday, low 70s on Tuesday, 73 a week from today. Currently, it is 46 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRO News Time is 722.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are higher. Crude oil prices are lower. The Dow opened 1,300 points higher. The major averages are all up more than 2% after the U.S. and Iran agreed to a two-week ceasefire and reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Brent crude down to $91 a barrel. West Texas at $92. Oil analysts say it may take months for oil and natural gas supplies to fully return to a new normal. Infrastructure damage to oil and gas production may linger for a while. Delta Airlines shares opened up 11%. Airlines will be helped by moderating crude oil prices, though Delta says travelers should brace for higher fares and fewer flights. Delta lost money in its recent quarter. Demand held up, but high jet fuel prices cut into its profit. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Wine Country Theater presents, and the winner is, a very funny modern-day morality tale that spoofs Hollywood and all of our crazy ambitions. Tyler Jones, a self-obsessed movie star, is finally nominated for an Oscar, but dies the night before the awards. Can he negotiate a return to Earth for the big night? Wine Country Theater's, and the winner is, April 10th through 26th. For tickets, go to winecountrytheater.org, winecountrytheater.org.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
I am Central Coast attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105, or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, L-A-W-N-E-W-S. TV.
Red Scooter Deli on 6th Street has a patio that you need to check out. Enjoy your favorite Red Scooter breakfast or lunch on the cozy heated patio. Order in person or online. Check out Red Scooter's Grab and Go stock daily with wide selection. Red Scooter Deli serving you fresh food for over 16 years. Red Scooter Deli is at 711 6th Street next to the Pet Center with tons of parking. Go to redscooterdeli.com, open 6:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily. Use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. Same store, same location since 1968. El Camino Real. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. We're ready to go here on Wednesday. Don't forget the text at 75 as well. It's easier for some.
My granddad was a miner, but if I saw the light. He didn't have much, just a beat-up truck and a dream about a better life. Grandmama cried when she waved goodbye. You never heard such a lonesome sound. Pretty soon the dirt road turned into blacktop.
The Morning Exchange.
Found that hillbilly highway. On that hill.
Alrighty, coming up this afternoon on Sound Off, Karen, she will have a lady, a gay pal. She's running for the San Luis Obispo County Clerk Recorder's Office, and about, why she should be elected, and also some allegations of election fraud charges. So, could get very interesting this afternoon here on The Right Choice, KPRL. All righty, let's see what we got here again. For those of you that may not have been aware or were wanting to know, the city council denied the appeal, so Brett can continue on with his work there at the Ravine Water Park, by the way. Brett will be on Sound Off on the 20th. I hope it is the 20th, I think. I'll double-check that. I'm pretty sure it's the 20th. Anyway, so very timely, very timely. And, by the way, it was scheduled about a month or so ago, so it wasn't like, well, we're going to get him on because of the ruling last night. Nope, that was scheduled way past. All right, more news from the state of California. And, again, this can have impact because, in some cases, no matter what the local authorities may say, in some cases, it could be in conflict of state law. As a gentleman down south learned, he was a, this was in Carlsbad, and he tried to convert his garage into a rental unit over the objections of his homeowners association. And he lost the case. He lost the case. And the quasi-private governments that is referred to in this article on the homeowners association, it almost affects one-third of California's residents, which seems pretty hard to believe, but that's a lot of people. Anyway, so there was one of the issues was the dispute on with the state law, because the state has been pushing for, you know, people can build an extra unit in their backyard and so forth because of the housing situation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, so this guy went ahead and did it, and his homeowners association sued him. Now, again, in here, it doesn't give all the complete details, but I'm assuming in the homeowners association, I've never been part of one. I know people who have that either like them or don't like them, that there was probably something in there saying, you know, you can't do this. You know, your garage is used for, you know, your storage or obviously putting your car in. Anyway, he put $100,000 into it, and that's it. He's done. He can't fight it anymore because he doesn't have the money. So it was a win for the homeowners association, and it gives them, at least in this case, the ability to restrict how other residents use their land. And research has found that residents governed by associations are typically more valuable when they neighbor areas with lax zoning. In other words, people are often willing to pay more to guard against the possibility of such things as what this so-called neighbor was trying to do. So anyway, again, this can have ramifications around the state. So we shall see what happens with that. Speaking of the state, here are some numbers. The IRS latest migration numbers show that between 2022 and 2023, New York and California posted a combined net loss of 373,000 people. And that is also taking with them $23.5 billion in adjusted gross income. So these are the taxes that these two states combined are no longer getting. And again, these people have not left for a little bit. They're gone. Well, what happens? What happens? Well, we mentioned this the other day. That's coming back on the middle class. Because these wealth taxes, which the wealthy can afford to move out, sound great until reality hits. And we're seeing it here in this state. Taxes aimed at the ultra-wealthy always land on the backs of the middle class. Job creators leave. The ones that stay pay prices or they're out of work. Services shrink, costs rise again. That's not a path to affordability. It's a roadblock to it. Now, in 2025, the state of California recorded a net loss of over 200,000 residents. Okay, and think about the money there. The wealthy are already gone. I mean, there's some that are staying around, but, you know, for the most part, you've heard about it. And yet the state and even some cities, as we mentioned yesterday, are wanting to raise the minimum wage laws. So when you have that and it comes back to the middle class, it keeps mowing it. You are shrinking from the middle class because in such states as New York and California, the people that are getting elected They don't seem to care about that. They want more money. As I told you last hour, under Newsom's program, he wants to take hundreds of millions of dollars out of road funds. And where would the money come from to make sure that our roads are maintained? Well, a mileage tax, as we mentioned. And also, simple fact is that they're going to raise taxes with this new thing that he did, I think, on last Friday or something like that. And this is, it would funnel, he's advancing, your governor is, a plan to funnel hundreds of millions in dollars in road dollars. How about that? Middle class people going to work, going, as I've made the comparison. So the mileage tax is still behind, although it's lost a little bit of luster simply because it's out of the news. Doesn't mean it's gone away. So again, it doesn't estimate here what the gas prices could do when Newsom tries to advance this plan to its final destination, which is law. And it's a four-page proposal. You can probably go online and look at it. It has to do with the green jet fuel. And so he's going to do this by raiding your road repair budget. All right, so something to be aware of. All right, 238-577-5238-KPRL. Here's something out of, and we've heard these stories before. There is a, I'll just say a person. She's a female person who was a mother. She strangled her three kids. They're all dead. She, what is her claim? She's offering to formally admit she killed them in a legal move that could shift the focus of her trial to her mental state and potentially keeping her out of prison. Now, this lady, she was a labor and delivery nurse. So, and she's also partially paralyzed because after she did this, she jumped out a second-story window. So what she's wanting to do through her lawyers is to admit to it in writing, but that she wants another trial because she's not mentally competent and she would avoid jail. She killed three kids. She strangled them. She knew what she did, and then she tried to jump out the window to kill herself. All right, and she was on all sorts of medication and so forth. And if she is ultimately deemed mentally unfit to stand trial, she could be committed to a secure mental health facility rather than face prison under Massachusetts law. Okay, so far the prosecutors have not agreed to the proposal. So we will see what happens to this down the road. We had one here in California about 10 years ago, and I really forget the outcome of it. Not the lady... she wasn't a lady, whatever she name you want to give her. I think it was one, she killed her only child. So anyway, and she was on quite a few drugs. I mean, I don't mean drugs, you know, street drugs or anything like that. She was on quite a few medications. Psychiatric medications. Prozac, Valium. The others, the three or four others. And one of the questions is, if she was a labor nurse and so forth, and she's also partially blaming her medical providers and failure to diagnose this and so forth, her mental condition. Well, she was on five different drugs. Somebody must have diagnosed something, and I don't know what the effects of these drugs have on somebody. Anyway, we'll see what happens with that. That's horrendous. Got three kids that are, she strangled them, and then she's looking to claim other things. All right. 238-577-5238-KPRL on this Wednesday edition, all here on The Right Choice. Here's an interesting, somebody sent this to me on the email. And this is directed for parents, I think. It says, I'm sick of people saying cops need more training. You had 18 years to train your child not to steal, shoot, stab, burn down buildings, laser people's eyes, flip cars, block traffic, and attack other people. The police didn't fail you. You failed your child. All right. Well, I was talking to somebody in education within the last month, and, well, this person was in public education, and then he went into a different side of education. And he was telling me that the disappointment he had in dealing with parents, and this person at one time lived in a town here in California that is, you know, wouldn't be considered a sleazebag town. It was considered a pretty nice town. So, you know, the thinking is, well, if I go into this school district, it's, you know, should be okay. It's more upscale and so forth. And you associate that with, you know, perhaps better behavior and so forth. But that was not the case, because a lot of these kids were just snotty and the parents were equally as snotty when it came to issues within the classroom or even schoolwork, et cetera, et cetera. And it really he was really disappointed in the system. There was not much backup coming from the so-called administrators. And also because of some of the laws in the state of California on restricting suspensions and bad behavior, you know, all that kind of stuff that you heard of. And so he eventually, he said he lucked out and was able to get out, but also still stay in education, but not in the public school system. And he was also telling me that he thought that our education system is antiquated. Which, Chris, I want to ask you, because you know the tech world. You probably were maybe in that class where the tech world really started to, you know, take place?
Maybe just a few years younger, but more or less, yeah.
Okay, so when you were first in school, it was some what we would say technical?
When I was first in school?
Yeah, do you remember?
No, I mean, there were some computers that we could take reading tests on, but that was it. You know, teachers were still using projectors, you know, light projectors. They were still using wheeling in a TV with a VHS for movies in class, that kind of thing.
Okay, so then, which many of us remember doing that, the projector and the TV sets and so forth and so on. But when you look, you know, from the transformation to what you see now and what, again, from what you remember, because I agreed with this teacher and I don't know which way to go with it, but is the way we go about teaching in the public schools, do you think it's antiquated?
Sort of. So in terms of a technological aspect, like the adoption of, you know, Chromebooks and stuff like that, that's not antiquated because it's not new. But I don't really I don't think laptops should have a place in the classroom. Now, when it comes to, you know, teaching itself, I do think that some parts of it are antiquated in the sense that there's a focus on memorizing what my history teacher called rote memorization. And getting test scores up. And I understand that tests are important, but, you know, rather than just looking at a raw test score, people also have to consider what exactly was on the test and how is it graded. So, like, those things don't necessarily focus on learning. They just focus on, I don't know if, like, what the way to put it, but, like, getting it over with.
Okay, so I don't know if this is a good example, but if you are asked on a history test, what year did Columbus discover America, and you say 1492, even if you get it wrong, is that learning?
No, and that's exactly what my history teacher meant by rote memorization. You know, it's important to be able to, you know, date things in a certain time period, but, you know, an actual test question for learning would be, what were the impacts for North America and Europe after Columbus's voyage?
Okay. Does, again, if you can remember, because I certainly can't, if the stages, you know, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, you know, you move along in grades, did that change at all as far as what you thought would have been a better way to go in learning or teaching?
I think there was more learning to be had, and that was going on in my high school years, and that was probably because I did have AP classes. And certainly I do think that some of the earlier grade levels do need to just focus on some of this base rudimentary information. You know, like, it'd be hard to get a fifth grader, for instance, to be able to analyze the Constitution, which is probably why we just teach them basic information like the Declaration of Independence was signed, you know, in July 4th, 1776, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But as things expand, I do think that there should be more of a focus on analysis and applying knowledge. And I do think that personally that did more or less go well, as it should, in my education experience. But again, I had AP courses.
So more critical thinking?
Exactly, more critical thinking.
Okay, so why are your thoughts about the laptops?
Well, this was something that was brought up a lot in college, and I didn't think of it at the time, but there have been studies done that kind of show there is a correlation between, or not even correlation, but that there is a relationship with using laptops and not being able to retain information as easily. So when you think about writing something down that you heard, you are actively kind of like processing it in your mind, and somebody talks much faster than you write down. So you have to take what you're hearing, internalize it, process it, and then come up with a way to write it down that is both easy for you to recognize and remember. You are engaging with the material actively, whereas something like a laptop, it is much easier to keep up with what is being said, so you're more likely to just copy what you're hearing rather than engaging with it. That was a big point that was brought up frequently when I was in college. And then just, you know, the more basic thing, they're kind of distracting.
Well, devices can be, and you can get off course a little bit sometimes on many devices. All right, very interesting. Okay, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The head of the Templeton Area Advisory Group was taken into custody late last week following a hearing regarding the violation of multiple restraining orders. Neighbors of 70-year-old David Leader filed restraining orders against him, alleging harassment, trespassing, and threats. A judge found Leader in violation of these orders, and he was booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail. The Paso Robles Community Services District is calling on residents to apply for the Art and Culture Board. Newly established board will advise the city on matters pertaining to visual art in public places within city-owned or controlled areas. Applications are due April 30th, and interviews are tentatively scheduled for the middle of May. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Operation Epic Fury, the two-week ceasefire. War Secretary Pete Hegseth.
No other president has shown the courage and resolve of this commander-in-chief. President Trump forged this moment. Iran begged for this ceasefire, and we all know it.
President Trump posting the U.S. will work with Iran and remove all the deeply buried uranium, imposing 50% tariffs on any country selling military weapons to Iran. Vice President J.D. Vance in Hungary.
If the Iranians are willing, in good faith, to work with us, I think we can make an agreement.
Next up, posting NATO's Secretary General. The president deeply disappointed that NATO allies not only didn't help secure the Strait of Hormuz for their oil, they refused to let the U.S. fly from air bases we pay for. The price of oil plunging today to about $95 a barrel as markets soar. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for the perfect getaway without going too far? Experience the beauty of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, recently named Gold for the Best Paso Robles Hotel and Best Resort in the 2026 Central Coast Best Award. Enjoy peaceful vineyard views, elegant rooms, and the welcoming atmosphere locals love at Cello Restaurant and Bar. Discover award-winning cocktails recognized with silver for the best specialty cocktails. For a memorable stay or staycation right here in Paso Robles, book your visit
visit at Allegretto Vineyard Resort today.
Sunny here from the Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles, across the street from the Boot Barn. My dad raised me to understand that capitalism creates freedom. Charity comes from churches and community, not government. Running a small business in California is tough, but I'm thankful for this wonderful community and appreciate your support of the Floral Parlor. Stop buying expired grocery store flowers and see the difference in design and longevity. Make someone's day. Send flowers with no delivery charge when you mention KPRL. Hope to see you soon at the Floral Parlor.
Don't need whole lots of money. I love that song. And actually, it's true. You don't need a lot of money at Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, we have a lot to celebrate. First of all, we're celebrating our third anniversary already. Do you believe that? So by celebrating, I want to say thank you to all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that consistently buy from us. So thank you to them. Thank you to all the repeat customers. And for more celebration, we got slabs and prefabs. Buy one, get one free. We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have 270,000 feet of luxury vinyl. So come on down to 3850 Ramada for tile and slabs and 447 North Main Street for our cabinets and for our luxury vinyl. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Sunshine today, mid-80s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 40s to low 50s and clouds developing. Early tomorrow, we'll have intervals of clouds and sunshine on your Thursday, mid-70s. Friday, we're getting some clouds. Yes, indeed, mid-60s. Clouds again on Saturday with a 50% chance of some of that wet stuff. Again, low 60s. Low 60s Sunday with a 75% chance of rain. Sunny on Monday, mid-60s. Low 70s Tuesday, Wednesday, and there you go. Today's UV index will be 7. Up and down we go. Well, let's see here. 6:40 a.m., 7:30 p.m., and we are sitting at 54 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by the good folks at Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. Every day they've got something for you, like lunch, and then on the weekends they have the brunch and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. They've got you covered. Alrighty, the San Luis Obispo County Farm Bureau women will be at the Speckled Hens April 24th and 25th, and also at the Atascadero Elks Lodge on the 24th. It's a home garden and craft show. There are three places to purchase their cookbooks and bag of beans. That's the San Luis Obispo County Farm Bureau women. All right. Probably go to their website and find out more about that, because it's in connection with the Atascadero Elks Lodge and their home and garden show, which was mentioned yesterday. Alrighty, also looking for help, I guess you can say, or if you're looking forward to do something, something exciting, perhaps interesting and educational to fill your time, well, you might want to consider volunteering at the Paso Robles History Museum at the Carnegie Library. Flexible hours and days, volunteers as much or as little as you want. Docents on the main floor of the museum greet visitors and share information about the exhibits. And all docents and volunteers are trained and mentored, so no experience is necessary. Alrighty. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant in the delightful River Oaks community. 6 minutes away from 8 at the Right Choice KPRL.
Happy.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel, Mighty Fine Jewelry. They're hosting that special event where buyers will be coming to the store to buy you jewelry and art. Get ready. It's May 19th through the 21st. Happy birthday today to Mary Ann Austin, Nicole Cecil. We have Jennifer Eidler, Adrian Montgomery, John Christensen, and First Lady of KPRL. And myself, as St. Linda Will, And in very small letters with a whole bunch of scribble and so forth, it says, Kevin are having an anniversary. And that would be 37 years. Thank you so much, Linda. 37 years, man. Oh, that flies. Okay, on my right-hand side, where are we? We're over here. Whoops. The Enlightened One, Buddha, 1563 B.C., 483 B.C. The Father of Canadian Rodeo, Ray Knight, 1872-1947. Mary Pickford, 1892-1979. Moose Musso, it's George Francis Moose, in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. First player to be all NFL at two positions, 1910-2000. The great skater, Sonia Henie, 1912-1969. Reddy Ford, 1918-2011. Carmen McRae, the jazz singer, 1922-1994. Shecky Green, 1926-2023. Onward we go. Jacques Brel, 1927-1978. Let's see, who else do we have? This guy was a great basketball player, and if it wasn't for somebody else, he'd go to the top of the list. Hondo, John Havlicek, 1940-2018. The Lennon Sisters, Peggy, 1941. Leon Huff, songwriter, along with, you know, Gamble and Huff, a lot of stuff. 1942, John Hiller, pitcher with the Tigers, 1943. Here you go. Catfish, Jim Catfish Hunter, 1946-1999. Let's see here. From Asia, Steve Howe. He was a guitar player, 1947. Gary Carter, Baseball Hall of Fame catcher, 1954-2012. The actor, John Schneider, 1960. Julian Lennon, 1963. Terry Porter, pretty good basketball player, 1963. Patricia Arquette, 1968. Let's see here. Who else do we have? Mark Ruiz. Remember, Mark was a diving champ in the United States 21 times. He was born in 1979. And who else? Oh, this guy was a really good pitcher. Felix Hernandez, 1986. All righty, passing away on this day. Let's see here. I got a chance to meet this lady. Margaret Thatcher, 2013. Annette Funicello, 2013. Omar Bradley, 1981. Mr. Woolworth, the Frank, he died in 1919. Elijah Otis there in Yonkers, New York, the elevator guy. He died in 1861. And Marianne Anderson, the great opera singer, 1993. And I believe, the artiste, Picasso, 1973, Frank Mars, the candy. All right, going to the top of the list, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here's some numbers for you. Innings pitched, 259, 234, 247, 261, 273, 295, 256, 318, 328, 298. He was the youngest pitcher to win 200 games. 200 games by the time he was, I think, 30. He retired at the age of 33. 5 world championships. Big time, big game pitcher. The Catfish. Jim Catfish Hunter goes all the way to the top of the list.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services announced the 2026 burn season is closed. Residents are strongly encouraged to utilize alternative forms of disposal, such as the Waste Alternatives Green Waste Recycling Center or Chicago Grade Landfill. After more than 20 years serving on the Paso Robles City Council, Mayor John Hammond announced at last night's meeting he will not seek re-election. His term will end in 2026 and is up for election this November. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
All right, Catfish Hunter is the only pitcher since 1919 to win 200 games by the age of 31. He won a total of 224. As I mentioned, he retired at 33. 8-time All-Star, 5-time World Champion, Cy Young Award winner, 2-time Major League wins leader, and also an ERA leader. Catfish died of Lou Gehrig's disease at the age of 53 in 1999. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.